The gospel writer of Mark records the disciples crying out to Jesus in the midst of a storm of crashing waves that threatened to sink their boat. "Do you not care that we're perishing?" The prophet Isaiah writes, "In the streets they bind on sackcloth, on the housetops and in squares, everyone wails and melts in tears." God's heart broke with ours on Wednesday evening as a young white man terrorized Charleston by opening fire and killing people of Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. God calls us to pray and to work for justice. Describing it this way, Amos says, "Until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." So this morning, we pray for the families and friends, the neighbors who grieve the tragic violence inflicted on the people in Charleston. We pray for all who loved and lost these beloved children of God.
Cynthia Hurd, 54 years old. Ethan Lance, 70 years old. Tawanza Sanders, 26 years old. Reverend Clementa Pinckney, 41 years old. Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, 49 years old. Reverend Sharonda Singleton, 45 years old. Reverend Daniel Simmons Sr., 74 years old. Myra Thompson, 59 years old. And Susie Jackson, 87 years old.
Let us sing together.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place.
On September 18th, 1963, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shared these words for the eulogy for the young victims of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing.
"This afternoon, we gather in the quiet of this sanctuary to pay our last tribute of respect to these beautiful children of God. They entered the stage of history just a few years ago, and in the brief years that they were privileged to act on this mortal stage, they played their parts exceedingly well. Now the curtain falls. They move through the exit. The drama of their earthly life comes to close. They are now committed back to the eternity from which they came. These children, unoffending, innocent, and beautiful, were the victims of one of the most vicious and tragic crimes ever perpetrated against humanity. And yet they died nobly. They are the martyr heroines of a holy crusade for freedom and human dignity. And so this afternoon, in a real sense, they have something to say to each of us in their death. They have something to say to every minister of the gospel who has remained silent behind the safe security of their stained glass windows. They have something to say to every politician who has fed his constituents with the stale bread of hatred and the spoiled meat of racism. They have something to say to the federal government that has complied with the undemocratic practices of the Southern Dixiecrats and the blatant hypocrisy of the right-wing Northern Republicans. They have something to say to every Negro who have passively accepted the evil system of segregation and who've stood on the sidelines in a mighty struggle for justice. They say to each of us, black and white alike, that we must substitute courage for caution. They say to us that we must be concerned not merely about who murdered them, but about the system and the way of life, the philosophy which produced the murderers. Their death says to us that we must work passionately and unrelentingly for the realization of the American dream.
Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us praise. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
I invite you to stand as you're able. A great storm lashes this nation. While much of the people sleep, a storm of racial hatred, a storm of fear. In fear, a white man seeks out black people and kills them in their church.
This is not new. The storm will not stop. The waves of death will not stop. He is only one wave of the storm, blown by great winds of fear. It is not out of hope or happiness he kills. He kills out of fear.
The one wave is not the problem. The storm is. The storm envelops us all. It defeats us, makes us anxious, and we cry out, "Do you not care that we're perishing?"
A great storm battered the disciples' boat. Wind, invisible and relentless, howled down on them, pushing against them. Waves would not stop, bashing them, beating them, filling the boat, threatening to swallow them.
Fear howled in them like the wind. Fear beat in them like waves, a relentless storm of fear. And their hearts cried out, "Save us, manage this." But Jesus was asleep, not worrying, not in control, serene, at peace.
Jesus, join our anxiety. Won't you despair with us? But Jesus was unafraid, maybe weary, maybe needing not to be needed, but also unafraid, at peace.
It was not fear, but his sisters' and brothers' cries that awakened him. In his deep calm, he rose, not in fear, not in anger, but in peace, and gave his peace to the others, gave his peace to the winds and the seas. It was not fear, but peace that calmed that storm. And in that peace, we shall awaken. Not fear, but our sisters' and our brothers' cries awaken us, and we rise as Christ rises, always in hope.
In deep peace, not in fear or anger, we will rise and stand in the storm. The winds will whip us. The waves will batter us, but we will stand because Christ stands in us. We will cry out to the storm, and cry out to our sisters and brothers with a peace stronger than the storm. Peace be still.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us power, send us love, send us grace. Lord, listen to our children pray. Lord, send your spirit.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
By the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. By the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. He's been my bread when I was hungry. He's been my company keeper every time I get a little lonely. By the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me.